air adventures of Biggles. Leaving Ginge alone by the high cave to guard Zadatov, Biggles makes his way to Tom Heyman's, waiting vainly for Algy and Bertie on the coast. Then the two of them skirt round the seaboard to the bay in which the yacht and the submarine are lying at anchor. The search parties are still well inland, but their way is barred by a single armed guard on the deck of the sub, sitting on the box containing Hagen's papers. In the meantime, a search party has discovered the hiding place on the hill. Ginge opens fire, but Zadatov in the cave shouts continuously to encourage his friends.
I am here, in the cave. Your shooting is nothing. Take no notice of it. There is one man only. You hear? One man. He cannot hold you alone. Rush at him.
Shut up, Zadatov.
So you come to the cave now. Why is this brave Englishman?
There are too many for me. They pushed me in here.
He is pushed back. He is in the cave. Follow him. He cannot continue!
Cut it out, will you? If you don't, I'll turn the gun on you! What? Caesar's ghost!
What is it? Why do you back towards me?
You needn't be frightened. That's something you can leave to me now.
It is your gun. Ha! He has no more bullets! Come on, come on! He can fight no more!
The shooting stopped.
Yes.
You think it was Ginger Biggles?
It couldn't have been anyone else.
Then, if it stopped...
That could mean anything.
We'll go back to him. You know the way to the hill.
We are going on with our job.
But Biggles, Ginger might be hurt. He might even be killed.
Whatever's happened on the hill, we are too late to stop it.
I'd rather forget about the papers.
You can do as you like, Tom. I came out here to get them, and that's what I'm going to do. Make up your mind quickly, because we shan't have much more time. The search parties will come back now.
I'll do whatever you say.
And you'll help me. In a way, the shooting may be useful to us. We are going to bluff the sailor who's guarding the box.
Well, how?
I'll march you down to the Vigas dinghy at pistol point. You'll row out to the sub, and my gun will point at you all the way.
What's the idea of that?
I want the guard to think you're my prisoner. The shooting will add credence to that.
But won't he recognize you?
Why should he? He doesn't know me.
We don't know. You aren't one of his own crowd.
I'm banking on him mistaking me for von Stahlheim. We're dressed much the same. And I doubt if that fellow would know friend Eric if he stumbled over him.
He may, Biggles.
Tom, that bloke's a simple sailor. He would have been busy at his work when the sub came in. Even if von Stahlheim went aboard, he wouldn't have been there for more than a few minutes, because the boats came ashore soon after. In the darkness, I doubt if anyone recognized anyone.
Yes. Yes, you may be right.
It's a risk we'll have to take.
It's not the risk I'm worried about.
I know, old son. Ginger's on my mind, too. As soon as this job is finished, we'll see what we can do for him. Now, put up your hands and march down to the dinghy.
How are we going, Biggles? Is he taking any notice of us?
He's sitting on the box, beaming benignly on us. He even waved to me just now.
Oh, was that when you signaled to him?
That, my boy, was a friendly wave. One bad egg to another. You'll have to forgive me if I glare ferociously at you. It's part of the act.
Do what you like. Got far to go?
Almost alongside. Better leave me to do the talking now.
That will do. You may stop rowing. Now, get out. And no tricks, because I am covering you. I will make fast the dinghy.
All right, all right. There's no need to threaten me.
Now, move aside, English pig. I wish to talk with the sailor.
Righto, righto.
Hello there.
Hey.
You speak English, no?
Obviously don't, because you don't look the clever type. So I'll transfer my pistol to my left hand, leaving the right free for this.
Is he out to it?
Quite. He was so friendly it seemed unkind to hit him. However, all's fair in war. Push him to one side, Tom. We'll hoist the box down to the dinghy.
We'll have to hurry, won't we?
My word. The search parties may appear. Got it?
Yes.
Yep. Ease your end over the side. Gently. I can hold it at that. You hop down and guide it in. Don't want the dinghy to overturn.
Right. Okay. Send it down. I can take the weight.
Good. So far, so good. But this stretch into the shore will be a death trap if they see us. Take the oars, Tom, and row like mad.
Right.
Oh, well, won't be long now, old sausage. What's the drill when the jolly old island does tootle up on the horizon?
Might be an idea to fly over it first. Then we'll know something of what's happening before we put down.
Yes, but Staly and Zaratov know the kite. They'll recognize it.
We shan't be able to fly low, of course. I'll keep it about 5,000 feet and fly slightly to the side of the island. Then it'll seem we're not interested.
Just a normal kite on a normal flight, what?
That's the idea. When we're out of sight, I'll make a wide sweep and come in low on the opposite side to the bay. Providing everything seems okay, of course.
Oh, but, Jeff, do you think it will be?
Well, how can it when we're running so late? It's nearly midday.
Yes, I see what you mean. From the master plan outlined so very lucidly just now, I take it we don't drop our bombs this trip.
No fear. We mustn't do that until we've made contact with Biggles. We don't want to drop them on him.
No, sizzling sausages, no. Oh, I say, that'd be a most erroneous belly error, what? Biggles would be positively furious.
She's coming up, Bertie. I can see the island on the horizon.
Ah, now the fireworks will start, if they haven't already started.
I say, Biggles, how far are you planning to carry this confounded box?
To the top of the peak, Tom. We can use the cave I was telling you about.
Oh, but that's where the shooting came from. The crooks know about it.
That weakens it, but it's still the only decent hiding place I know of. We can hold them off there.
I hope Ginge did.
I hope so. But the shooting stopped. That doesn't make me optimistic.
I'm not optimistic about it anyway. The box is too darn heavy to carry all the way up there.
It won't be easy, but we must do it.
Hey!
There's a gang through the trees. Lie low. Put the box under this bush and lie flat beside it.
Definitely coming this way.
Quiet. Don't move.
Biggles, the kite. I can hear it. They're moving away from us, Biggles.
I know.
It must have been the plane. They stopped to look at it as it went over and changed their direction when they moved off again.
Just as well for us. We can move on now.
Yes, I should be right. Until we bump the next party. I pity that plane wasn't ours.
It was.
Huh? But it went straight on. It was flying too high.
It was our kite, but for some reason it didn't stop. Of course, he'll have a good reason for it, but it looks as if Alger's leaving us in the lurch. We'll hoist on the box again, Tom. We better get cracking.
Belly sausages.
What's the matter, Bertie? I've got my eye clamped on the reef.
Yeah, well, jolly good show. Will you just keep the belly thing there and take off again? Look, by Jove. See, there's a boat pulled up on the beach.
What? What's it? Holy smoke!
Yes, by Jove. And what's more, we don't own that little craft, old sausage. Now, look here. Let's jolly well trundle off before the boys from the sub come to investigate.
Yes, you're so right. I say, there they are. A crowd of them coming from the trees.
Eh? Where? Oh, by Jove, yes. And sizzling sausages. They look as if they're doing the belly samba, waltzing all over the blooming place.
Yes, you've got something there. It looks to me as if they're fighting with someone. I say, Bertie! Bertie, it's Ginge! They're dragging Ginge down to the boat!
Ginge!
The sailors appear to ignore the taxiing aircraft as they force Ginger onto the beach. But they must have seen it. Will they attack the plane? Can Algy and Bertie rescue their friend? Don't miss the next exciting chapter of The Air Adventures of Biggles!